So you've been doing your podcast for a while, and now it's come to your attention that you want to kind of tweak it a little bit. I'm actually in that situation myself with one of my shows called The Podcast Rodeo Show, and we get nervous about trying new things with our podcast. So as it's the last episode of the month, it's time for the question of the month. And the question is, hey, have you ever had a show make some major changes to it? And what were your thoughts on that? So we're talking rebranding on this episode of The School of Podcasting. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your award-winning Hall of Fame podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, welcome aboard. I help you plan, launch, grow, and if you want to, monetize your podcast. My website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER when you sign up for either a yearly or monthly subscription. And so it is the question of the month episode, and we're talking rebranding. And so here was the official question that I asked. It is, have you ever listened to a show and then they change things up a bit? So this could have been the schedule, the length, the host, anything. And you either love the changes, if so, what did they do? Or you hated it and you stopped listening. In that case, again, what did they do? Because sometimes we're afraid to change our show. And this may give us some insights in how to make changes without losing our audience. So let's get to what you had to say.
Hi, Dave. This is Scott Johnson. There was a podcast I listened to for years. He had a different guest on every week, and these shows would sometimes go for 2 or 3 hours, sometimes maybe even longer. And to get the last part of the show, you had to be one of the patrons. So I signed up for that, and I always looked forward to it. Then the host decided to make a change. His career was going a different direction, and the podcast was just not his, you know, not his number one priority anymore, which I understand. So he decided to just hand off the hosting duties to his friend. Well, you know how Glenn the Geek always says they come for the content, but they stay for the host. Well, the host I knew and loved is now gone. The podcast and the extra paid content is no longer what I signed up for. So I tried listening to the new host for a couple of episodes, but I gave up. Canceled the Patreon because I don't really care about the content anymore, much less the extra paywall content. I'm not mad about it at all, just a little sad that the thing I loved isn't there anymore. But I understand people's lives change, and sometimes the podcast is just the thing that takes the hit. My show is called What Was That Like? And each episode is a conversation with someone who's been through some kind of extremely unusual situation. Past episodes include a man who fell into an icy crevasse and no one in the world knew where he was, a woman whose home was filling with water during a hurricane, and she had to get her child and 5 dogs into the attic to avoid drowning, and a man who found a newborn baby on the floor of a New York City subway platform. I've got over 170 episodes to binge. They're on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Thank you, Scott. And Scott himself has been tweaking some things with his show, and I'll be talking about that a little later.
Hey, Dave. This is Rick from Renewed Mindsets. To answer your question of the month about how changes in a podcast affected me, I really like changes in a show. Keeping things new and interesting makes a show more enjoyable for me. What I don't like is when a podcast I enjoy listening to takes a break. Whether it's a week off for a vacation or a hiatus between seasons, I feel it underserves the fans and exposes laziness or unpreparedness. Don't tell me you can't record from a hospital bed. Seriously, though, get a few shows ahead and give me my weekly episode. I work too hard on my own shows to put out good content to leave my listeners hanging like that. If only I could forgive. On that note, my show is Renewed Mindsets, a weekly podcast that provides life lessons in the basic tenets of Christianity. Based on Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Reinforcing God's word in the lives of Gen X and millennials who may have missed some things while they were building careers and raising children, and helping them apply those teachings to enrich their lives after 30 years of ups and downs. You can find us at renewedmindsets.com, as well as at wisdomfortheday.org, to hear my companion podcast on the Book of Proverbs. Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rick. And I am also of that thought. When you take a break, now, obviously, if you mentally are just having issues and, you know, life happens, I get that. But I do everything I can to not take a break. And in 19 years of this show, especially, I've never missed a Monday because I plan ahead. Today is the day I normally record this episode, and it takes me the better part of the day. But I've got a great nephew birthday party tonight, so I planned ahead and did a lot of the prep work yesterday. Because just because your episode isn't out, it's like your audience is going to go, oh, well, I would listen to Dave today, but there's no episode out, so I'm just going to sit here in silence in my car. Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Hi, Dave. This is York from Welcome to Earth Stories. One of my favorite shows that really got me into podcasting is Radiolab. The original host was Jad and Robert. Now, these two were amazing with each other, really good rapport. For the uninformed, Radiolab is a science show unlike any other because they have incredible music, sound effects, and just really interesting dialogue. But that's not why I listened to the show. I didn't listen to it because of all the sound effects and everything else, but it was for the host. But when they went their separate ways and they were replaced, slowly but surely, I stopped listening to it. The content was pretty much the same. It was still a highly intelligent show, really good, almost philosophical conversations. But I felt that the replacement, they were trying to do what Jad and Robert did so well, but the timing was off. It's sort of like when you're watching a movie. I watched a movie recently where the two main actors, they're supposed to be funny, but the timing of it was just off and just wasn't the same as the original movie. That's what happened, unfortunately, with Radiolab. From time to time, I'll listen depending on the topic. If it's like the multiverse theory or some black hole phenomenon or something like that, I'll listen. But before, with the original host, it doesn't matter what they talk about. It could be something as boring as a blade of grass. I'll just tune in to listen because those guys, they just felt real to me. Check out my show, Welcome to Earth Stories. I've been doing this now since 2017, and currently we're on the sixth season, and the seventh one is just around the corner. These are sci-fi stories, some fantasy and some government conspiracy thrown in for good measure. You can find all of the details on my website at welcometoearthstories.com. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, York. Yeah, he said it. They come for the content. They stay for the host. I'll talk a little later about a network that actually changed some hosts. And as far as I know, they were successful, but there's an asterisk to that.
Hi, Dave. Yes, I often listen to shows that change things up a bit, and I either love the changes or hate them and stop listening. Shaking things up is always a risk. Listeners like me are creatures of habit, so make changes sparingly and carefully so as not to lose your loyal audience. This is Mark Vinette from the History of North America podcast and videocast, as well as the Historical Jesus podcast, where I explore the sweeping saga of the life and times of the Galilean preacher from Nazareth at markvinette.com.
Thank you, Mark. Everybody's show will be linked out at schoolofpodcasting.com/929.
Hi, Dave. Just want to say, first off, I appreciate what you're doing with School of Podcasting. I haven't joined y'all yet, but I'm working on it. So the issue I've been running into lately is ads. I know they're a necessary evil for some people, but I've had to remove about 5 podcasts from my rotation of ones I listen to just because the ads are getting out of hand. Some of these have up to 12 minutes of ads an episode. Sometimes there's like a pre-roll, I like to call it quarter roll, mid-roll, and post-roll. So that's 4 ad breaks, 2 or 3 minutes each. And yeah, that's just ridiculous. Like, this isn't broadcast TV, right? So, I mean, obviously that's not your thing, but a number of podcasts do that, and I had to stop listening to them. I can't do it. Anyway, my podcast is called Crying is Manly. It's a podcast that just barely started. It's about men's mental health with a focus on normalizing emotions, authenticity, and vulnerability. And you can find it at cryingismanly.com.
Cryingismanly.com. Thank you, Tyler. And yeah, if you add a bunch of ads to your show, that is a change in format that may have negative consequences, but not every consequence is negative. Here's my buddy Ralph from AskRalphPodcast.com.
Hey, Dave, it's Ralph from the Ask Ralph Podcast. You find that at AskRalphPodcast.com. I'm answering your question about changing the format of a podcast. Well, I'll tell you, I have personal experience in this area. I was doing my podcast back in 2017 and 2018, and I took a break from it for several years, but restarted back in November of 2023. I then joined the School of Podcasting, and with your help, I was finally able to answer that burning question. Who is your audience? When I was finally willing to admit that my audience goals were just too far vast, I refined my vision and decided to make a sea change and focus on mastering your finances with a Christian perspective. I am now seeing growth, and I'm convinced that the difference is working to really reach my target audience. I just recently added video podcasts on YouTube and Rumble, and I am seeing multi-platform growth. As I record this answer, my YouTube channel is just under 7,000 subscribers, and my daily podcast downloads have increased 10 times since I changed the format. So I guess my answer is pretty simple, Dave. A format change worked for me, and I encourage everyone to really look at your target audience and reach for them rather than trying to reach for the stars. Thank you for all you do, Dave, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, so you may lose some of your audience, but you may then find a new, larger audience by focusing in on who you're really trying to connect with. And I think the only, in this case, network that has pulled this off, where you switch one host to another, is the Quick and Dirty Tips Network at quickanddirtytips.com. The most famous one, the one that's been on Oprah and is in the Hall of Fame, Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. But I see they've got the Relationship Doctor and Modern Mentor and the Nutrition Diva. And while these are people, they're actual real people, Monica Renegel, Rachel Cook, you know, they have real people, the Savvy Psychologist. In the end, you're kind of connecting with a topic, and they're well written. They have scripted things. I don't know if they actually write the script, but it always seems like because you're kind of connecting to a character, he said here in quotation marks, you might have a better shot because it's a very straightforward, they have a well thought out script. And so I could see maybe switching from one person to the other because they stick to the point over there. And I don't know that there's a lot of storytelling going on about the personal lives. I haven't listened in a while, but I could only think that's the one I know of. I think they swapped out, like, the Nutrition Diva became somebody else, but they still called her the Nutrition Diva, if I remember right. But that's the only one I know of where I think that was actually successful. And I'll kind of date myself. It reminds me, I've seen these in reruns. There was a show on in the 1960s called Bewitched. It might have been the 70s. Actually, the 60s, because I think it started in black and white. But there was the husband of that show. I think he lasted two seasons, and they brought in another one that looked just like the original guy. And unless you're really looking, you may not have noticed. So I think that's kind of the theme here is when they replace one, you know, the Nutrition Diva with another Nutrition Diva who kind of just sounds like the other one, and they have the same topic. I know Erica Mandy over at the Newsworthy, when she takes vacation, the woman that replaces her isn't a clone, but is the same kind of fun and bubbly voice. So you don't really miss her as much as if, say, she was replaced by a dude. So it's not as much of a culture shock. So those are some instances where people have changed hosts without really a huge amount of difference. But in the case of Erica, it's only for a week, and they explain that up front. Hey, Erica's on vacation. Don't leave. She'll be back. So that's one of those things that I've seen where people are able to swap things out. And aside from Van Halen, who swapped David Lee Roth for Sammy Hagar, I can't think of too many bands where they swapped the singer and carried on and were more successful. In some cases, they were maybe just as successful. But in most cases, when you change the singer, the band just goes right down the toilet. And my show that I loved, it's called The Way I Heard It by Mike Rowe. And his tagline was something like entertaining stories for those with a short attention span. And if you're a regular listener of the show, I used to mention the show and say it was my shower show because it was about 10 minutes. And I loved it. If you've ever listened to this guy named Paul Harvey, if you grew up with Paul Harvey, Mike has even said, yeah, I'm tipping my hat to Paul Harvey. Well, I just looked at his show. I wanted to go back and I'm like, hey, is Mike still doing that thing? And what I call this is Roganitis. This is where you're watching Joe Rogan have these really long, in-depth conversations, and there's nothing wrong with those. I just don't need to shower for an hour and a half. I'm not that dirty. And so consequently, me, the person with a short attention span, at least when it came to Mike's show, I quit listening. He changed the format. Now, here's the thing you have to remember. You will lose some of your audience if you make major changes to your show. And as Mark was saying, in some cases, maybe even slight changes to your show. And you have to be okay with that. But there is what I call the AC/DC syndrome. And this is a no-win situation. And I know we hate to hear about it. Like, there's no way to win. Like, well, somebody's winning, but let's talk about this. Let me explain this. If you've never listened to the band AC/DC, I'm here to tell you that if they came out with an album right now, I'm a pretty good guitar player, but this doesn't have really that much to do with me, is the fact that AC/DC has not changed their style in the decades that they've been creating music. If you put on their fourth album and compare it to their seventh album, they're not going to sound any different at all. There's almost a formula to their music. Now, with that, let's say 50% of their audience is going to go, oh man, I've been missing this. It's AC/DC. Because it sounds just like AC/DC. And you're like, yeah. And then there's going to be that other 50% that goes, eh, you know what? I mean, I like AC/DC, but this just kind of sounds like everything else they've ever done. And I'm kind of bored. You're looking for something new. And consequently, there's no win there. Some part of your audience is going to want something different. And so I say that because the way to win here is do what makes you happy. You have to do that. Why? Because if you end up disliking doing your show and you want to change it up a little bit, if you don't like doing your show, everybody loses. It's just the way it is. If you're like, ugh, time to make the donuts, if you remember that commercial, and instead you're going, I don't really want to. Yeah, that's going to come across on the microphone. And consequently, you're going to burn out and then your audience loses everything. So that 50% of your audience that liked the way it was is going to be like, they changed and they leave. But the other half of the audience that does like it, that things changed a bit, is going to be happy. And you are going to be happier because you're not doing the same thing. But you have to go in knowing that, hey, if I make these changes, somebody's not going to like them. And there's just no way around that. And so I mentioned Scott has been doing some things to What Was That Like? Now, he still has the same old stories, you know, crazy stories about people getting, you know, eaten by bears and all sorts of stuff. It is a great show. But one of the things that Scott did is he started a Facebook group. And it doesn't have to be Facebook. I'm not a huge fan of Facebook, but it's free, you know, and he's got a really engaged audience and they've been having these conversations over there. And so what's great about having a Facebook group or an email list or insert anything where you can directly connect with your audience that's not a podcast. So you can email people all the time if you want to. You can throw things into the chat box in Facebook or, you know what I mean, the discussions and all that. And this allows you to make changes to your show kind of pre-approved. And it lets you see, hey, if I do this, there's going to be, you know, X amount of people that go, oh, man, that sounds cool. And then there's going to be X amount of people that go, it's not for me. And that way you can move knowing, okay, I'm going to make this move. I want to make this move. I find this exciting. And I understand I'm going to lose X amount of my audience by doing that. Again, it's think of it like the airplane thing, right? We all seen the flight attendants, you know, put your mask on before putting the mask on your children, because if you die, well, they're toast too. So you kind of need to take care of yourself. And why this is hard is because for me, at the heart of every good podcaster is the need to serve their audience. And so we kind of always put ourselves last. We'll maybe stay up a little later, whatever we're doing to serve the audience. We go the extra mile to get that golden nugget of information. And so when it comes time to like, yeah, but we kind of need to be a little selfish here and take care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves, the whole thing blows up. When you hear me talk about courses at the School of Podcasting, you may be thinking, like what kind of courses, Dave? Well, how about planning your podcast? Content is king. Your podcast gear. Recording people across the planet. All things interviews. Recording your podcast with Audacity or Hindenburg. Understanding media hosts. Publishing your podcast with Libsyn, Captivate, or Buzzsprout. Learn PodPage. Podcast syndication. Submitting your shows to Apple, Spotify, and more. Growing your podcast and making money with your podcast. And of course, you have me along the way to guide you through all of those, along with our awesome community. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener. And remember, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can join worry-free. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener. You started a podcast, you threw together a website, but you have no idea how to maximize the impact of that website. I've got a new podcast for you. Check it out at yourpodcastwebsite.com. So keep this in mind. Now, what I'm doing, part of the reason you rebrand, like why would I even want to rebrand besides the fact that I'm bored? I've said over and over and over that the number one thing you need to figure out, there are a couple, but the number one is, why am I doing this? Now, why is that number one? Because if you don't get your why in whatever time frame you're looking for, but if you don't get your why, whether that's I want to be seen as an expert, I want to grow my network, I want to earn some income if that's what you want to do, I want to have fun with my friends talking about Batman in the basement, whatever your why is, if you don't get that, you will eventually burn out. And so you need your why. And then I've often said you need to know who you're talking to, specifically who you're talking to. And when you put those two on top of each other, you get your what. What can I talk about that's going to entertain the who while moving them towards my why? And so if you want to rebrand, it helps to know your why. So I'm going to talk about the podcast I do called the Podcast Rodeo Show. The goal of the Podcast Rodeo Show was to do one of two things. Either A, move people to sign up at the Podcast Review Show, which is where myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson go over your content. We go over your website. We go over your goals and say, this is the part that's really good. Here's something that maybe needs a little polish. So those are the two things. Or join the School of Podcasting. And out of those two, I kind of like the School of Podcasting a little more. I love hanging out and talking with Eric, but the School of Podcasting is my flagship. And over the years, I've had some success with that, but not very much. And there were a couple of things I did that were stupid. Number one, I priced a review at $5. Why $5? Because I'd never played with Fiverr before. And I just thought I didn't want to really put up any hurdle, but I didn't want to do it for free. And so that was kind of dumb because, again, you get that whole perceived value. Like, is it really good? It's only $5. There must be a catch somewhere. So that was that. And it was one of those things where I just don't know that criticizing somebody's podcast, even if it's in a lovely, caring way, is a great way to get people to join the School of Podcasting. So I'm going to rebrand it. Because the name was stupid, podcast rodeo show. It has nothing to do with rodeo. It's because it's where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then you go, oh, I get it now. And if you have to have a tagline to explain your show, you've kind of picked a bad name in my case. And so I'm going to rebrand it the Podcast Hot Seat, because most people get, you know, when somebody goes on the hot seat, you're going to be asked some questions. We're going to take a good look at you. I'm still not really crazy about that name because hot seat sounds painful, but it's much better than podcast rodeo show. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to raise the price, and I'm going to throw in a free month of the School of Podcasting, and then it will not reoccur. What I mean by that, it's not one of those where like, ha, gotcha, you have a subscription, so you'll sign up, you'll get to see the magic that is the School of Podcasting, and then after a month, you're going to get an email from me that says, hey, would you like to stick around? And then hopefully you will. Now, I'm going to be doing more of a deeper dive as the review when I do the rebrand. So the people that like the show, because it was usually around 10 minutes or less, are not going to like it. And you have to be okay with that. The people that thought it was cool because it was cheap are not going to like it. But the situation I'm in now is I have to make sure that the things I'm doing with my time are promoting the School of Podcasting in one way or another. And while this particular show had some success, I think taking these steps will lead to more success. And while this show had a very low burnout rate, because it was really a show I did very quickly, I believe in the long run, this will produce better content for the audience. I believe the person being reviewed will get better advice, and it will add to members of the School of Podcasting. So I'm willing to do this and see what happens. I'm going to make sure to stay consistent with my schedule, and I figure I will do this for 3 to 6 months, evaluate how things are working, and at that point, either pivot again, or again, if it's life's too short, if I'm not having fun, if I'm not getting what I need, it's time to shut it down and start a new podcast. So I'm going to experiment. We're going to see what happens. And it may just be that I was almost going to just kill it, because I think it is a hard combination of being a coach and helping people find those things that they're not seeing about their show. So pointing those out in a constructive way, in a helpful way, really relies on a certain type of individual who is open to hearing the good things, who isn't open to that, but also being able to go, huh, never thought of that. That might be something I can improve. And I'm not 100% sure everybody's into that, especially if it's just a hobby and I'm just doing it for fun. You may not really care if you're blowing your SEO or you're making it hard or whatever it is. There are things that we just miss. And if you're just doing it fun, you may not care. And so I'm going to be rolling the dice to see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of being reviewed, we had Steve and Jeff from the Steve and Jeff Show on the podcast review show. And I often mention how there may be things in your show that you're just not seeing. Well, we kind of ran into that situation with Steve and Jeff. Here's what they had to say.
Just my comment. It's fascinating to me that I think we knew a lot of this stuff, but we live in an echo chamber where, you know, only the people who are like us are listening to us. And for example, we received a comment from somebody that said, you guys take too long to be funny. And it's kind of what you said.
And again, you can take that advice and do with it what you will. Speaking of advice for Steve and Jeff, I had a few things to talk to them about their website. Their about page didn't have any text. It was just a video. And speaking of your podcast website, I have a new show. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to Your Podcast Website, the ultimate guide for podcasters looking to level up their online presence. Whether you're a seasoned podcaster or just starting out, this show is your go-to resource for mastering the art of building and optimizing your podcast website. From website basics to advanced SEO strategies, we cover it all. No tech jargon, no confusion, just practical tips and actionable advice you can implement right away.
Find it at yourpodcastwebsite.com. Couple things happening around the podcasting space. If you missed last week's episode where I talked with Alban Brook from Buzzsprout, they launched out a new feature where your audience can send you a text message. It's something that's automatically added. It's in your show notes, and you basically, it'll just say, click here to send us a text. And it pops up this little message that says, do not delete, some sort of identifier. And I've tried it twice, and I was like, that's pretty cool. I'm actually trying to do that manually right now using a tool I got on AppSumo. And I think it's an interesting idea because we're all using our phone, most of us, to listen to podcasts. And why not make it easier? Now, in the podcasting 2.0 space, we've had that for some time. It's called a Boostagram, and the beauty of it is you send money with it. So I like the idea. I get it. You know, great minds think alike, but I can see where we all know how to text. Not everybody knows how to boost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another thing I wanted to point out, the lovely folks over at Captivate.fm, they have now added chapters in their online player. Now, on one hand, I think this is way cool. It's if you're using chapters, and these are the Podcasting 2.0 chapters, and I believe they are actually in your MP3 file, which means they're Podcasting 1.0 chapters. But the cool thing about it is you can actually have links and an image. So like right now, here's a picture of a really happy horse. And if you are using a new podcast app at newpodcastapps.com, if you click on that, you'll see where it takes you over to the podcast rodeo show. Now let's go back to your regularly scheduled artwork. But this will actually, if I was using Captivate on my website, you would see that update. Now, it's cool. I like it. I love chapters. I wish more hosts had chapters. And the what's cool about this is if you're watching on your website, the actual player updates. Now, here's the sad news, but it's still cool, is for me, it's usually somewhere maybe tops 5%, more probably closer to 3% of your audience is actually going to listen on their website, asterisk, unless you have an audience filled with boomers, because they're not always super technically savvy, and they're happy to listen on a website. But I saw that and was like, hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was really trying to avoid this, but this happened and I was like, ugh, yeah. So I will, and you're like, Dave, what are you talking about? Dave's going to talk about YouTube, but this is a short one because I always say, I think if you have the time and the budget and the actual want to go on YouTube, you should. It's the number two search engine, and it's a great place to be found. I am doing a lot of research into Mr. Beast. That's an interesting dive. But when I was doing the podcast review show, me and Eric talking to Steve and Jeff, he brought up how, well, this is what I always say. People feel like they have to be on video. Case in point, Exhibit A.
One of the reasons we are very interested in this show is we will have to do video at some point.
Notice the verbiage. We have to.
And, you know, help on how we can integrate that would be really helpful.
Let me ask a question. Why do you have to do video?
Well, it appears as though, you know, if we want to do YouTube or we wanted to, you know, most podcasts have a video component, it seems as though.
And if you wondered what the question of the month is, well, now you're going to know.
You know, whether we're on TikTok or wherever, it feels as though we're missing an opportunity to cross-promote our podcast or to promote it.
And so you hear me all the time say, I'm finding people that are stressing out because, well, we have to be on YouTube. And I'm just here to say, again, I'm not anti-YouTube. What I want to do is reduce your stress and let you know that you don't have to be on YouTube. Is it a great way for people to discover your content? Absolutely. And if you have the time and the budget and the actual want, I want to be on video, then by all means, do it. But if you are a person that's like, I'm, yeah, you don't have to be on YouTube. And that's why I say that, because there are people that are kind of like, I don't know, we have to, otherwise they're going to come take our podcasting license away. You know, the podcasting police are going to come knock on the door. Hello, Mr. Jackson, we understand that you're a podcaster and you're not doing YouTube videos. We're here to revoke your license and take you off to podcast jail. And I am on YouTube, by the way, because I do it in a way that I can do it. I'm just, again, the word that triggers me is have to. No, you don't have to.
Ooh, now that's a good question.
Here's a question that everyone can answer. Right now, there's a lot of talk about YouTube. And I want to know, you have one of three choices. You're not doing anything with YouTube. You're just an audio-only podcast. And there is no right or wrong answer here, by the way. So I'm just doing audio only. Option number two, I'm putting what I call static videos. This is a video with just a static image on YouTube. Or option number three, I'm actually putting full video on YouTube. I would love to know your answer. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/question. And I need your answer by May 24th. And don't forget to tell us a little bit about your podcast and your website. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/question by May 24th. Oh, where am I going to be? Well, May 5th through the 7th, I'm going to be attending Content Entrepreneur Expo in Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm just attending that one. So if you want to hang out, grab lunch, that'd be great fun. Then in August 19th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C., I will be at Podcast Movement. Find me at the Lipson booth. For more information, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/where and see my schedule. And that is going to do it for today. I have a great nephew who is turning 16 today, which means if you're anywhere near Louisville, Ohio, get off the road! Holy cow, can't believe that happened really, really quick. And as much as I love being a podcast consultant and coach, one of my favorite roles is that of great uncle. I have been doing a lot of research on a bunch of topics that are coming up. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/follow. That makes it real easy. If you haven't left a review, that is social proof. You can do that while you're over there as well. But one of the things I'm going to be talking about is, and I've mentioned expectations, but what I want to talk about is controversial. There are people that are getting into podcasting that want to be controversial. And I found a couple different things to kind of, again, I'm not here to deter you. I'm just here to help you, because you're going to be jumping into that pool with your eyes open and knowing what to expect. So that's coming up in the future. If you ever have a topic that you're like, man, I wish Dave would talk about this, I'm open. I'm all ears. schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And of course, schoolofpodcasting.com is where you can find my step-by-step tutorials. You've got the amazing podcasting community and unlimited one-on-one consulting with me. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on join now, use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER when you sign up. And that comes absolutely 100% worry-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm Dave Jackson. I help podcasters. It's what I do. And until next week, take care. God bless. Class is dismissed. If you're new to the show, if you're new to the show, what's up with that? Who you're talking to. And when you put those two on top of each other, it helps you determine your why. And I said that wrong. It's your what, not your why. How many times have you said this? 500 million? Glad to see you still can't get it right.